The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome. We'll have a Zoom meeting when we finish here at 7:45, for those of you who'd like to come. I'll announce it again. The link is at the very top of this chat, and I'll probably post it again later and say more about it. So to begin this meditation, it's a little bit auspicious many ways. And here on this Earth Care Day, we come at the end of the inner development that happens in practicing sati, awareness, the upper reaches of what happens with awareness practice, in that we come to equanimity. And one of the wonderful, really wonderful qualities, imagine that this modern technology that we have and virtual reality glasses, imagine they make glasses that are attuned to your mood and mental state and what's happening inside of you. And so the frame of the glasses and the glasses themselves morph and change according to how you're feeling and what you're concerned with. And so sometimes those glasses, the rims get really, really wide. Sometimes they get really narrow. Sometimes they almost like move away from your face, like going towards something that you're interested in. Sometimes they recede backwards and press up against your face. Sometimes they raise one side of the frame, like an eyebrow raises really high. Sometimes they wink. Sometimes they have all kinds of looks that they do. And people would start feeling maybe kind of almost naked, because the way they keep their face sometimes is not quite representative of what is going on inside. But now it's everything is there. So, of course, we don't have those kinds of glasses yet. Rather, the glasses that we have, those of us who do have glasses, are not reacting to the world around us. They don't pick up our emotions. They don't are not interacting with the world in emotional ways, reactive ways. They're just there peacefully, we could say equanimously. And it isn't so much that I want to make this as an analogy for equanimity, as I want to say that all our responses and reactions, all the rich world that we have out there, continues even with the glasses that don't react. But we see through the glasses, the medium for seeing for some of us. And so the glasses have a fantastic function, kind of independent of how we're feeling and our mood and what's going on around. So in the same way, as awareness gets stronger and stronger, more developed, there comes a time when awareness has a quality of non-reactivity, non-engagement. It's not riding and being pushed around by, caught up in the inner moods, reactions that we have, the thoughts that we have. It's not exactly aloof. It's there. Everything goes through it, in a sense, like everything goes through the glasses. It doesn't diminish our humanity. It actually enhances it. It's kind of like we can see things more clearly. However, there is this place of steadiness, stillness, non-reactivity that is able to do fantastic work of seeing but does not interact, does not get caught in, just like my glasses don't get caught in what's happening right now. So I say that so that maybe there's a little bit less hesitation to explore this topic of equanimity, a balanced state of mind where awareness is strong enough, clear enough, where the clarity is clear enough that we clearly see we don't have to get involved. Not only don't we see we don't have to, but the very name of quality, the very state that we're in, there's no inclination for awareness to get swept away or caught up in all the different movements of the mind and the world around us. So taking a meditative posture and taking a few moments to feel your body as it is. Any tensions you might have, agitation you might have, any contentment you might have in taking the posture. And allow yourself for a few moments just to breathe with however it is in your body, letting the tensions be there, the holdings be there, agitation, contentment, whatever it is. And as you do so, do you have reactions in the mind? Is awareness hijacked by preferences, likes and dislikes, desires for it to be different? And what would it be like to sit here with your body with an awareness that is equanimous about how it is right now? An awareness that allows things to be as they are. So now, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And on the exhale, relaxing the body. Softening the belly. On the exhale, letting go into the support. Your seat, your chair, as for the weight of your body. Relaxing the shoulders. On the exhale, softening the face. Especially around our eyes. That we often do, in fact, express how we're feeling inside. Nothing wrong with that. But the eyes could use some rest where they don't have to be looking, searching, expressing anything. And on the exhale, softening, relaxing any tension that's easy to relax in the mind. And now, like we did at the beginning, how is your body? And now you're able to be with your body a little bit more calmly, with less agitation, maybe more settled. And if you are, or if you're not, breathe gently through your body. And as you breathe through the body, especially on the exhale, settle yourself into a kind of quiet stillness. Quiet tranquility. Where you know what's happening, but you're not entangled with it. Just knowing. As you breathe, especially on the exhale, see if you can settle your mind, allowing the mind to become quiet and still. Where the mind is more at rest than it is working, the meditation. And as you're aware, does awareness itself have some quality, characteristics of equanimity, non-reactivity? being balanced without being for or against. Only the awareness, steady, stable, there might be other feelings, ideas, tendencies in the mind that involve preferences and wants and not wants. But awareness knows them equanimously, just knows them without being involved, reactive or judgmental. Awareness stays clear, unagitated. Let go so that your awareness can be non-reactive, aware but not involved. A medium through which you know what's happening. Like a glass window. When the curtains are pulled and the glass is clean, we see through it without the glass. Being reactive, We see through awareness. With awareness at ease. And in the classic instruction around equanimity, one knows equanimity is present. Or if it's not present, one knows it's not present. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, one valuable contribution that equanimity gives us, it allows for love to flow freely without being hijacked by our desires, our attachments, our aversions, our preferences. A simple love or kindness, generosity of heart, in which we can gaze upon others in loving friendship. And with equanimity, helping us to stay close to this loving friendship, friendly love. Perhaps with whatever equanimity or stability of attention you have right now, whatever way makes sense for you, gaze upon the world, gaze upon the people of your life, with loving friendship, friendliness. Allowing the preferences and opinions, desires and aversions, hurts and needs, recede to the background enough that the loving kindness can join with equanimity for an equanimous love. Stable, relaxed, non-reactive, just kind regard. And may it be that this practice we do allows us to see the world through loving eyes. May we see the world through our kindness and care. May we live for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.